So back to the financial sector, watching the markets this morning, all indices on Wall Street down more than 1% at this point, and reacting to a report out of the Commerce Department that suggests that the economy shrank much more than was expected during the recession and indeed is growing much slower than expected in the second quarter. Charlie Herman, economics editor for co-producer WNYC and The Takeaway, joins us now. As we watch these market numbers, you know, certainly the backdrop is what's going on in Washington, but also we're seeing some immediate economic effects that have nothing to do with the debt crisis right now.
Exactly. I mean, we're seeing these are repercussions of the slowdown in manufacturing and consumer purchasing during a time when unemployment ticked back up, increased, when there was the earthquake in Japan and we saw a reduction in the number of cars that were shipped over here. I mean, there was one analyst who suggested that perhaps we'll see an increase in the economy once there's a greater supply of cars and people are able to actually start purchasing and perhaps prices come down. But that's in the future. I mean, if you look at this report that we got today on GDP, it was pretty bad. I mean, it was much less than people expected. We saw a big reduction for the last quarter, and they also revised during the period of the recession, and we basically found that it was much worse than we expected and that we're
20% worse.
We're growing out of it a lot slower than we expected.
And the volatility index, the so-called VIX for the S&P on Wall Street, has hit a four-month high as uncertainty plus this sort of surprise from the Commerce Department. Is it the case that this is exactly the wrong time to be having this debt crisis problem in Washington?
Clearly the debt needs to be addressed and we need to deal with it. And perhaps the only time we sometimes do is when there is a crisis. But the question is, do they actually get a deal that will really resolve the fundamental issues here? I think one of the things that's interesting is that in the report, what you saw is two of the factors that led to a slowdown in economic growth were reduction in consumer spending and a huge cutbacks in government spending. And so if we're looking at this idea
of the reduction in spending,
the
is
very
a,
reduction
a driver
by the
of the recession.
If the government, you know, is cutting back on its spending, you see a reduction in the growth of the economy. So if we're deciding at this time, let's shrink the government dramatically, we could see a corollary where you see the economy shrink, especially in a time when consumers aren't spending, banks aren't making loans, and the housing market is still a mess.
As we've been speaking, and I don't think it has anything to do with you, Charlie, personally, but the gold soared through $1,630 an ounce back in record territory.
I do have a shiny personality.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that gold tooth.
Exactly, right, exactly.
My grill.
Mr. Bling, we call him. Charlie, the financial community is expected to get a report from the Treasury Department on exactly what might happen next week. Does that accelerate this sense of unease?
Yeah, they need to figure out what's going on. I mean, it'll clearly maybe make them a little bit, the financial industries, a bit calmer if they know what the Treasury is thinking. But it could also unnerve a lot of other sectors. I mean, if basically the government comes out and says, well, we're going to pay the people who own our debt first, but we're not going to pay Social Security payments. I mean,
how do you phrase that?
How do you phrase that to your constituencies who receive Social Security and they're not, you know, the bankers on Wall Street that they're already angry at?
That's a weird job. Blank, you're out of luck. That's what they're writing, those memos at the Treasury Department today. Finally, before we go, dollar kind of falling off a cliff this morning. What's the implication of that?
Again, this is all sign of long term. Do we end up in a situation where the dollar is not considered the primary currency around the world if we can't get our house in order here? I mean, that's way down the road, but these are the steps that would lead to something
like that.
The
chief of the IMF is warning about it.
Exactly. Does the euro become the chief currency or
probably not going to be the euro?
Well, okay, maybe not that, but maybe the yuan.
Yeah.
That's the question. We don't know what it'll be if it's not the dollar.
Dow down 137 on the lows as the first 15 minutes of trading comes to a close. Charlie Herman, economics editor for co-producer WNYC and The Takeaway. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.